At the half, still a ballgame, fans. 21-10, Southern California over the Huskers. Nebraska with an early lead of 10-7. But then SC came roaring back with 14 unanswered points, and they lead at the half. We're joined now by University of Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. Time to visit your university, your president, and a couple things. I mean, the pictures first, J.B., from Lincoln this week and today have been outstanding. I mean, it's really been neat.
It's been a great show for the nation. The town of Lincoln, state of Nebraska, has been electric this week. And I'd see people from all over the country, big Husker supporters who are in town, just couldn't be more excited about this experience.
And, you know, that's a piece of advertising that's hard to buy because the energy level is there. You know, they show the stadium full of exuberant fans, and they show the wonderful pictures overhead. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that you just can't paint on your own.
Yeah, it's just fabulous for us. People all over the country taking notice. I'll tell you one thing I noticed today. I saw a lot of people in Lincoln walking around with maps, and I know these are the USC fans in town. I didn't think it was harder than Los Angeles to get around. But
well, it's the map of the stars. You know, you can buy one of those in Beverly Hills. You can buy one
That's
in
right.
Lincoln, too. JB, let's talk about enrollment. I know you're very excited about enrollment figures. One of the big, big objectives when you got here was, number one, expand the number of kids who come to Nebraska, but keep the kids from Nebraska here, and then start drawing from neighboring states.
Absolutely. Our number one priority right now is to provide access to the University of Nebraska for Nebraskans, and close behind that is to grow the university. We want more talent coming to the university, coming to the state, staying here, working, living, raising families. It's great for Nebraska. And like this game, and like just about everything else involved in life, momentum is an important factor, and the university is really hitting on all cylinders right now on momentum factor. Enrollment is the highest it's been at the university since 1996. UNL, the Lincoln campus, had its largest freshman class in 25 years. There's a lot of things going on that are great on each of our campuses in this.
Now, we know that the campuses, especially Kearney, that is a big place for folks in western Nebraska to go. I mean, just from proximity alone. And culturally, that's a great match. It's a really progressive community in the middle of the state that reaches out technologically and otherwise to the western part of the state. Talk about Kearney and some of the enrollment numbers there.
Well, Kearney's had its highest enrollment in 7 years this year. And one of the areas that we're seeing significant growth in is graduate enrollment in Kearney, where, you know, in the 21st century, people are going to have to keep retooling and educating themselves to keep getting better jobs and stay primed for their current job. And so that translates into graduate courses, and Kearney is serving a great part of the state in that area.
One of the things you want to get done is to make certain that the University of Nebraska is known as a culturally diverse university system. And Omaha is booming as a community. It's becoming far more culturally diverse, and UNO has seen an increase in that area.
It is. And, the demographics in Nebraska are changing, and that creates some challenges for us. It also creates some opportunities, and we have got to do more to make sure that we make the university accessible for folks across Nebraska. And UNO had the largest increase in Latino students in their enrollment in history. And that's a great thing, because if we look at how Nebraska's changing, that's one of the challenges that we're going to have.
JB, great seeing you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
That is J.B. Milliken, your university, your president. Great enrollment numbers for the Big Red, not only in Lincoln, but great enrollment numbers for Nebraska and across the university system. At the half, Southern California 21 and Nebraska 10, and we're back after this. You're listening to the First Cobb Halftime Show and Big Red Football.